opportunity to address the council on any matter of interest, whether on the agenda or not. Please address all items not scheduled for public hearing at this time, unless additional time is authorized by council. All commentary shall be limited to 3 minutes. What I'd like to say, if you are here for any of the public hearings, please hold your comments until then, and you will be given the same opportunity during the public hearings.
Rock Neely, address on record. I would respectfully request you pull item 15 from the consent for discussion and vote. Also, I request that it be considered at the end of the consent calendar, since we do have high school students here for that item. The other thing is my suggestion for the 15-year-old that graffitied the memorial. Him and his family should be wearing a sandwich board at Veterans Memorial Building on the 31st of October at the Veterans Stand Down, walking around with a sign that says, "I did this."
Hi, my name is Juan Vasquez. I was coming up here to provide information for the stand down as mentioned. Wanted to provide the council with the flyer and information, and to also request that one of the council members be present at the stand down this year. We have had in the past local representation from either the council or supervisors during the opening ceremonies of the stand down. For those of you who are not familiar with a stand down, they've been going on for many years now. It is a time for veterans to come together, find out about local resources or resources in general that they may not have known about or aren't aware of. So there'll be resources there from education, employment, veteran services, or community services coming from throughout the county and from other areas that provide services like the Fresno V8 outreach team, which we fall into their cluster. So we have representation from the federal level, someone from McCarthy's office will be part of the opening ceremonies. On the state level, there'll be Mathis's office. And so we're asking that someone from the council or someone from the city be represented during the opening ceremonies to participate in that portion. There are some flyers that I'm going to share with whoever I need to provide them to. On the back side of the flyers is an example of what has been in the past on the PowerPoint slide that is going on during the event. The event in years past, we have had 60 to 70 vendors there in attendance. Between 125 to 150 veterans will attend the event. So it's a great opportunity for those who aren't familiar with some of those resources to come out and find out what those resources are all about. I'll give you one example. I brought two of my four children here today. I told them I wouldn't call on them, but it was kind of important that they see not only this happening, government in action, but as well, I wanted folks who aren't familiar with what is called the service-connected disability rating. I am a combat veteran. I'm rated at 90% disabled. I was a medic, and I was not aware of the services that were available to me. We all know certain things, of course, because our recruiter lied to us and they told us certain things.
Yeah.
But one of the other things is some of the benefits that we get when we get out. And so California has one thing that I really am proud that is offered to our veterans, but more so to the children of veterans. And so if any veteran has what is called a service-connected disability rating, even at 0%, their children can get their fees waived at any community college, CSU, or UC. And it is not dependent on the dollar amounts that the veteran has coming in as income. It is all based on the child's income.
So, thank you.
So put that out there. Thank you very much.
I want to thank him as a veteran. Good evening, Mayor Flores and City Council members. My name is Melissa Moreno. My address is 351 North York Street here in Porterville. I am coming today as a representative from Menachie High School. I am a teacher. I am also a GSA advisor. And for those of you who aren't aware of a GSA, it used to stand for, the acronym was for Gay Straight Alliance. Now, because we have so many expressions of gender identity, that name has now been changed to Genders and Sexualities Alliance, again, to be more inclusive and include more of our students on our campus who are transgender or non-binary gender. We're here to talk about item 15 on the consent calendar, the National Coming Out Day proclamation and the importance of that proclamation. We just had at Menachie High School on Friday afternoon a national coming out celebration that was sponsored by our GSA club. It was outside at lunch in the middle of campus, and it was a beautiful, positive experience that really impacted students' lives, and we know it saved students' lives as well when they saw how much support and love was on the campus for them. So I'm going to introduce three of our officers from GSA who want to just give you an idea of the impact of our celebration and of recognizing National Coming Out Day. First, I've got over here Rocio Alcantar, who is a senior on our campus and our co-president. I also have Sky Hunter, another senior who is co-president, and then Ophie Jane Castillo, who is a senior, and she is our secretary and social media representative. So they will just say a couple of words.
Hi, I'm Sky, and I'm co-president of GSA. I'd just like to say that we, like Mrs. Moreno was saying, we had our first ever Pride event on National Coming Out Day, and after that event, we received a lot of messages through our social media saying how people were able to come out since they had already and they were scared of backlash. And our event really gave them the strength to come out, and it really impacted them for the better. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rose Alcantara, I'm co-president of GSA. And I want to say, as someone who identifies as the LGBTQ community, this event not only helped me be more comfortable in my own skin, but it helped a lot of our students. Like Sky mentioned, that we had a lot of positive feedback, and it was just amazing to see younger students, such as freshmen, come out to us and say how hard they've had it with family or friends, and to say that they felt safe with that. With Pride happening at Menachie is just incredible, and this proclamation will not only help a lot of students like this.
Thank you.
Question. How many students do you have in the program?
So this year we have between 40 and 45 students who are coming to our meetings every other week. They're held in my classroom. We have to get chairs and tables from nearby classrooms to just accommodate all the students who come to our meetings at lunch every other Friday. Any other questions?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Menachie is the only school that has the program, correct?
This year, and this is our... This is our third year in existence at Menachie. When we first started at Menachie, at that time Granite Hills did have a GSA as well. I believe they lost their advisor who transferred somewhere else. So I do know my brother, who teaches at Granite Hills, is working to get a GSA started at Granite Hills. I have been in contact with the ASB advisor at Porterville High School, and they are also in the process of starting a GSA there. Are there any other questions?
No.
Thank you.
I'm number 15 on the consent calendar, which is now a scheduled matter to request a proclamation for National Coming Out Day, October 11, 2019. I was told with the request of the trustee, and maybe those are happy to answer your question, if I stop here for you.
Well, just want to thank the students and Melissa Moreno from PSU for being here. I was able to participate in National Coming Out Day event that they had at Wenatchee. The tremendous leadership from the student body was amazing. I know there was a couple of students that were crying of emotion to have such a meaningful event on the campus and what it meant to them. So I'm really excited to have sponsored this proclamation, and I would like to move to approve the proclamation.
I just want to say one concern that I have, and I've been looking at the research on this, is that it should use the 2017 National School Climate Survey that has been put out. There, and I'm not saying there's enough progress, there has not been sufficient progress, but there has been some progress in the LGBT community. We also know that there have been many, many young people who have experienced just devastation in their lives when they do come out. But I just would wish that we would use current data. I don't like to look at data that's out and old. I want to see what's current now. So that's my concern.
Again, too, and prejudice. Yeah. I'm personally going to vote against it. And it's not because I'm against gay marriage. It's just my belief. I love you just like I love anybody else in this community. You're just as bad as it. But personally, I just like the campus, I just can't get behind it. Because I just can't get behind it. I'm sure you're all great, and I'll support you 100% with whatever you do, but I just don't think, my beliefs just don't, I can't help but support you all.
As I'm torn, and I don't deny it, because it is, I have it in my family, and I love my family, and I have a great respect for and admiration for a lot of my friends. And I have a lot of friends whose children are married. That is wonderful, and I applaud those decisions that are made. I, too, was concerned because I also did some research, but it has to do with a 2017 article that I read on the Washington Post, and where there was some preference that they choose to not come out. So as I weigh in my personal belief of detaching myself, I'm really torn whether to or not to. But I am going to be respectful of the council dais, regardless of what the outcome is on the vote, because I find great admiration for each and every one of you. There's no differentiation in my heart, so that you understand. Regardless of the vote outcome here tonight, that if it's a unanimous vote or if it doesn't weigh in, please know that it is not directed at you personally. With that understanding, I'm the entire school district. and we dealt with a lot of things that would come into our office. And we were very proactive to helping and assisting. But it's weighing in on personal belief. Council, does anyone have any further discussion with regard to the proclamation?
No, I still don't. I know this girl. I know the person. I know I've been there. I've seen it. And I applaud you for what you're doing for your cause and what you believe in. It's great. But, you know, I have beliefs too. I'm just strong beliefs. And I just raise that way, and I just can't. I'm just an old fool, I guess. I love people, and I love you, and I don't love you. I'm not here to judge. Trust me. This is my religious belief. You know, I just can't. And I got people very, very close to me. In fact, my son's dead. And he knows how I feel.
It's a difficult task, but how I was raised as well, and I was detaching myself, and it's a relief, and I have to detach myself from them and look at what is in front, look at what is presented, and I will be respectful of my colleagues, regardless of what the outcome is, and hope it will be reciprocated the same.
I wasn't going to say anything more. you know, we all have our own beliefs and our own desires. This is a ceremonial proclamation, but it's very important to you. I understand that. I went through this thing once, and I lived through it. And actually, the community came out better for it. I mean, I believe it did come out better. You have programs at the school that never existed before. People told me they've talked about LGBT community, and they never talked about it before. And so the coming out, national coming out, from what I understand in my research, is that you can do it in so many different ways by educating people what it's about. Proclamations are ceremonial. It's what you do with those efforts in engaging the community. You started that. I applaud you for doing that at the schools. You are examples to be followed. It takes courage. It takes an enormous amount of courage to stand up and come out. So I just want to applaud you for that. I'm ready to go.
Thank you. I would just like to, I appreciate council's and mayor's comments on regards to this proclamation. And I respect those views and your decision. Myself, I see this as an issue that sometimes we have to take leadership to do what's right, regardless of the opposition that exists in the political climate, regardless of what retaliation may exist. Morally, I grew up religiously. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, still a member of the church here locally. And I grew up, my name's, Daniel Jeremias, both prophets in the Bible. I grew up preaching in the church. But my mom did teach me to believe in justice for all, not just for some. And so when I think about this proclamation, that's one of the reasons why I supported it, was because I saw it as that. I know it's ceremonial. I know it's it may not have a lot of weight to it. Personally, for me, it does. As a symbol to our community, and so I would just like to publicly state that for the public record as to my reasoning for bringing this up. I believe in equity and equality for everyone in our community. And so and sometimes it's hard. I mean, in the political climate, it's hard sometimes to stand up for the values and what's right. So, but that's just a little bit of background as to why I supported this full on, and I will continue to support this full on 100%, support the students in whatever capacity that may mean. And even if I didn't personally have anyone related to me that was gay, I would still support this. And so I just thank everybody that that's here today, and the students, continue doing what you're doing. I wish I was at, when I was in high school, I wasn't even involved in community service. It wasn't until college that I got involved. So I wish I could, I could have been as involved as you intend to see the leadership in what I saw on Friday. It goes beyond me to know that it encourages me to see young leadership today. And so regardless of the outcome today, continue doing what you're doing, and know that that you know this community really loves you still, and there's a lot of people here to support you along the process. But thank you.
I just want to say that I feel like I've gotten to a time machine and got back 25 years. I think I dealt with this when I was in fourth grade when I moved to the Bay Area, and it's sad that I have to deal with this today. I don't think it's all about my personal beliefs, religious or otherwise. I think it's about my constituents' beliefs. And the minute I put my personal beliefs above my constituents, I shouldn't be here anymore.
Can I ask you to call for the vote?
Observed on October 11th by members of the LGBTQ community, their families, friends, and allies. And whereas National Coming Out Day was founded in 1988 to celebrate the second national march on Washington for lesbian and gay rights in 1987, in which 500,000 people marched in our nation's capital to raise awareness of and garner support for the LGBTQ community. And whereas coming out, which is the public self-acknowledgement of belonging to the LGBTQ community, is recognized by many as a significant life experience. It is a turning point from the loneliness and self-denial of concealing one's identity to the fulfillment of being true to oneself to proclaim dignity, empowerment, and self-respect, as well as the tolerance and support from others that is deserved by all. And whereas for students throughout Porterville, coming out can be particularly daunting in light of bullying and harassment occurring in schools and on social media platforms. The 2011 National School Climate Survey, conducted by Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, GLSEN, found that nationally over 80% of LGBT students ages 13 to 20 reported being verbally harassed, and over 55% experienced electronic harassment. And whereas the city found that the inclusion of Gay Straight Alliance of GSA and LGBT inclusive curriculum in schools has positive impacts in reducing homophobic remarks and feelings of insecurity among LGBT students by nearly 20%, organizations working in Porterville and the County of Tulare towards creating, accepting, and supportive schools and communities for all students, including the parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays, KFLAG, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. And whereas, Porterville affirms its commitment to creating and maintaining an environment in which everyone is respected and valued by championing diversity and inclusion for all its residents. And now, therefore, I, Martha A. Flores, Mayor of the City of Porterville, on behalf of the Porterville City Council, do hereby proclaim the 11th day of October 2019 as National Coming Out Day. Proclaim this 15th day of October.
Well, and like I said,